This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He announced that India will contribute $1 million to the UNESCO World Heritage Center. He said this grant will be used for capacity building, technical assistance and conservation of the World Heritage Sites. Mr. Modi said the grant will especially be used for the countries of the Global South. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till 31st of this month. Mr. Modi said India is committed to promoting global cooperation and engaging local communities towards heritage conservation efforts. He said India's heritage is not just a history but also a science. The Prime Minister said over the years, the government has brought back more than 350 ancient heritage sites of India. He said the return of ancient heritage reflects global generosity and respect for history. The Prime Minister said this event is taking place in India, which is one of the oldest living civilizations in the world. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to world heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. The budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The session, which will conclude on 12th of August, will have 16 sittings. Our correspondent reports that this session will mainly be devoted to the financial business relating to Union Budget for 2024-25. On the first day of the session, Economic Survey 2023-24 will be tabled in the Parliament, which provides statistical information and analysis on various sectors of the economy. On Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. On the same day, the budget for Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024 will also be presented. During the session, government is likely to introduce 6 new bills. These include Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Boilers Bill, the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak, the Coffee Promotion and Development Bill, and the Rubber Promotion and Development Bill. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament beginning tomorrow, the government today held an all-party meeting to ensure the smooth functioning of both the houses. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to debate any issue with an open heart. He emphasized that it is the responsibility of both the government and the opposition to smoothly run the Parliament. Mr. Rijiju also expressed gratitude to the floor leaders of the parties who provided valuable suggestions. He requested everyone to cooperate for the smooth functioning of the budget session. During the meeting, the Congress demanded that discussion should take place on the alleged NEET paper leak case, railway security, Agniveer scheme, center-state relation and security situation in Manipur and Jammu and Kashmir, among other issues in the session. In a social media post, party leader Jairam Ramesh highlighted that his party also demanded that discussion should be held on issues related to country's economy. In Uttarakhand, the Kanwad Yatra for the Shravan month is scheduled to begin from tomorrow. Every year, a large number of devotees from neighbouring states converge on Haridwar and Gomukh in Uttarkashi to collect holy water from the Ganga River. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has stated the government and administration have made thorough preparations for the Yatra. The centre has advised Kerala government to implement immediate public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. A 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district who was undergoing treatment for Nipah virus infection passed away today. A multi-member joint outbreak response team from the National One Health Commission of the Union Health Ministry will be deployed to support the state in investigating the case, identifying epidemiological linkages and providing technical assistance. The centre has advised the state to implement public health measures such as active contact tracing over the past 12 days, strict quarantine of contacts associated with the case, and isolation of any suspected cases. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India secured a comfortable 78-run victory over United Arab Emirates in Dambulla, Sri Lanka today. With this victory, India guaranteed themselves a semi-final spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.